Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 18th December. Top stories for today. A deaf and mute Korean priest was charged in the magistrate's courts today for molesting two persons with disabilities a few years ago. However, no plea was recorded from Ji Jeon-hun as the case was postponed to January 18th for the court to get a Korean and international sign language interpreter. Ji was charged with using criminal force on the two victims, who are also deaf and mute, with intent to outrage their modesty at an apartment in Kampong Paya in October 2013 and July 2017 respectively. The number of flood victims in Kelantan and Terengganu has increased following continuous rain in most areas in the two states. Kuala Kerai is the second district to be affected by the floods in Kelantan following the evacuation of 90 victims to four relief centres as at 8 a.m. today. Meanwhile, in Terengganu, the number of flood victims continued to increase to 275 people from 81 families as of 8 a.m. today, compared to 56 people from 16 families at 6 p.m. yesterday. Yang di-Pertuan Agong Al-Sultan Abdullah Riayatuddin Al-Mustafa bin Lashah left for Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates today for a 5-day special visit. Comptroller of the Royal Household of Istana Negara, Dato' Ahmad Fadil Shamsuddin, said the special visit is at the invitation of Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed Zayed Al Nahyan. The main agenda of the visit involves discussion between Al-Sultan Abdullah and Sheikh Mohammed Zayed regarding Abu Dhabi's intention to donate 500,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine to Malaysia for the third phase of clinical tests in the country. Pontian Member of Parliament Datuk Sri Ahmad Maslan failed for the third time in his attempt to get the court to drop the charges against him for failing to declare RM2 million received from Datuk Sri Najib Tun Razak to the Inland Revenue Board and for giving false statements to the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission. The Attorney General's Chamber has rejected the third representation submitted by Ahmad in relation to the two charges, and a new trial date has also been set in July next year. More than 300 schoolboys abducted last week by armed men in northwest Nigeria have been released, the Katsina state governor said Thursday. In an announcement on Nigerian state TV NTA, Governor Aminu Bello Masari said the 344 boarding school students were turned over to security officials and were brought to the capital of Katsina, where they will get physical examinations before being reunited with their families. Moderna's coronavirus vaccine is now expected to become the second vaccine allowed in a Western country after a panel of United States experts recommended emergency use approval, an advice that the country's Food and Drug Administration is likely to act on. The advisory panel on Thursday voted in majority that the benefits of the Moderna vaccine outweigh the risks for those aged 18 and over. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.